Chapter 9. Now, it is superfluous for me to write about which I boast of you to the Macedonians already a year ago, and your zeal. I have sent the brethren, lest I disrespect that, as I said, you Macedonians come with me and find you on. You should be ashamed of this, confidentiary, to exhort the brethren to go to you with a generous gift beforehand, which may be ready as a matter of generosity. But this I say, he who reap sparingly, and he who reap bountifully. So let each one go, not grudgingly or of necessity, and God is able to make all grace to you, always having all sufficiency, abundance for every good work. As broad he has given to the poor forever. Now may he who supplies bread for food supply and multiply and increase the fruits of your righteousness, for all liberality which causes for the administration of this service not only, but also is abounding through men. Through the proof of this ministry, the obedience of your confession to the gospel of liberal sharing with them and all who long for you because of the thanks be to God for his